I'm Jaco Voigt, the CEO of Catalytic, and this is Unbundled Boost, a series specifically created to boost businesses in South Africa by letting passionate and committed business people share their stories. In this episode, we're chatting about pre-owned and new tech. We're chatting about laptops, desktops, monitors, and much more, all located in a high-end, beautiful retail location. I'm joined by David Hirsch, the CEO of Tech Market. David, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jaco. Great to be here.
So we always start the show by just sharing a little bit of background. You're not a novice in the space, so maybe just tell us a little bit about your background.
Jaco, sure, we could be here for a long time, but I think just to summarize, I'm a bit of a tech fanatic. I've always liked computers and technology from early days as a kid. I think when PCs first started coming out, I started my career at Software Connection, which was the precursor of Incredible Connection.
Okay.
We only sold software in those days. We had to import a lot of it.
How long ago was that?
No, that was in like the early 90s.
Oh, okay. So
those old listeners would know like PC Tools and MS-DOS and Harvard Graphics and those programs. And then we had... Then I helped start Incredible Connection, so we branched into hardware.
Okay.
That was around about 96. We opened our first store in Woodmead, there near the Pro Shop.
Yes.
And then we happened to have an agent in America who was sending us, we were importing software and things you couldn't get. Remember, those were like pioneering days. And I went to our CEO probably, also like... Late 96, and I said to him, why do we need this agent in Seattle? We can do it ourselves. So we were very entrepreneurial, and he said, okay, if you want to go to America, you can. So about 2 months later, I organized a work permit, and I went to New York with my wife, and we opened a buying office for Incredible Connection, and I lived there for just under 3 years, and we actually enjoyed it a lot. We lived out on Long Island, about half an hour from the city. But I got a bit homesick and we came back. And we came back to an Incredible Connection that was like in big, big, big financial trouble. And little did I know, it was basically bankrupt. And a good couple of us, probably like eight of us, helped turn it around. And then I became the merchandise director for Incredible Connection. We then got bought by JD Group. And I was involved at JD Group, looking after procurement and marketing for the group. Then got out of the furniture game. Then got involved in the clothing game. I was at Busby. We had a couple of agencies, Guess, Aldo, shoes. We're doing shoes, clothing, etc. And then back to Tech Market. During COVID, I got a bit bored of what I was doing and decided to get a bit more exciting and got back into the tech game and started Tech Market.
So, tech and retail.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Tech Market concept. What is Tech Market all about?
So Tech Market's probably like a whole lot of concepts in one. When I was at Incredible in the old days, I always thought of doing something to give back to, let's call it the community, and to people that can't necessarily afford laptops. There's only about 30% penetration of laptops in South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. And so I always had this idea of having an area in the shop selling sort of pre-owned and demo stock. I never got around to doing it. So The whole idea of Tech Market is, A, to try and empower as many people as possible in South Africa to get access to affordable computing.
Okay.
So that's the main thing. The second thing is this whole circular economy. You know, we've all got stuff. You always hear people say, I've got this laptop in my cupboard. I've got these old cell phones. What must I do with it? So we feel that there's a huge market or an opportunity for all these old devices to get traded in. And when they get traded in, then we would refurbish them or rework them and then pass them on to the next person out there that's in need of a device.
I really like that concept. Yeah. That's amazing.
And then the last thing for me is also about credibility. So This isn't very different to the second-hand car market. If you Google refurbished laptops or second-hand laptops, there's lots of players out there. But I think I'd just rather say it's like the car market. So we want to bring credibility to this business by standing by our products, standing by our warranty, having an upmarket environment, and really giving people a level of comfort that when they're buying a pre-owned device, it's not like a second-hand car.
Yes, okay. And then when did you start the business?
So we started building the business January last year. It took us probably 9 months to get this thing up and running. We opened our website at the end of October.
Okay.
And then we opened a store middle of May this year.
So originally when you started, it was all online?
It was all online, yes.
And did you always have in mind that you're going to open the retail location, or did that emerge as time went on?
We always wanted to open a retail location. We were actually going to do it in reverse. We were going to open a retail location, well, not first, but in tandem with online. And then we had COVID. We had like three reasons we didn't open. COVID was one. And the second one was the looting and rioting happened around about the time we were going to open. And then the last one was, with this whole COVID thing, it was difficult to get stock. You know, everybody needed a laptop for Zoom and Teams, etc. So to get enough stock to open a shop with was also a bit of a challenge.
Okay. But it was, you were always from the get-go, you always had the concept of this, of the retail store. Why is that so important for you?
So yes, we always needed a store, and I think back to the credibility issue. So firstly, if you're a new business and you're online, you're not going to get a lot of people in South Africa are used to being scammed.
Yeah.
So, and we're not selling chocolates here. You know, we're selling things that cost up to 20,000 rand.
Yeah.
So to get people to trust you if you're just online is difficult.
Okay.
And secondly, we're also not selling new products. So we might say something's a B grade or an A grade. You know, what does that mean? Especially if it's a 10,000 rand laptop. So people want to also see what they're buying. So it was all about the credibility to help boost the online. I think once, you know, if you're in Cape Town, in fact, we got an email this morning from somebody in Cape Town. They want something urgently. So if you're in Cape Town and you know there is a shop, then you know, okay, these guys are legit.
Okay. I like the concept of the retail store as well, because I mean, like for me, we joke about it. I mean, I'm in the tech industry, but I also do very little online shopping, if you want to call it that. I like to go and look and see and feel. Do you feel so do you think that because people can come and see the stock there, then it makes them a little bit more comfortable with the fact that it might be a pre-owned device?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then when you conceptualize this, there's a couple of things that you're doing that's unique, which we'll touch on now. When you conceptualize it, who did you want to aim the offering at?
So that's a very interesting question. And there are a couple of, I could say everybody, but we've got a wide array of, let's call it target consumers. We've got a lot of people that are buying their first laptop. Then we've got a lot of students. We have quite a few SMEs. I think people are, you know, waking up to the fact that if you need three computers for your office, you don't need to go and buy a brand new one. So we've got quite a few SMEs. And then we also have a lot of, I'd say like tech savvy people. They understand technology completely. You know, it's the same thing. I keep using the car analogy, but when you drive a new car out the showroom, it loses a lot of its value. So we have a lot of clients who understand that this laptop brand new is worth X. It's a grade A plus. It's 30% less than new. So we have a lot of tech savvy people that are also customers of ours. And then we have a big phone business. So that's also a big part of our business. And similarly, we sell phones, we sell iPhone 6s, a lot of them, to people who are probably looking to get their first Apple device. And then we sell Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultras to, you know, again, consumers that understand the technology but don't want to pay a full price for a product.
And I think potentially now, you know, we spoke about it earlier when I said to you, you must have been crazy opening a retail store right. so close to post-COVID, but probably due to the general, the worldwide chip shortage or whatever, your concept was probably super well-timed because I think one of the, I assume one of the benefits, if I come to the store and you've got a PC or a laptop on display and I want to buy it, I can buy it there and then.
Absolutely. So yeah, I think we were a bit crazy to start a business sort of midlife and in the middle of COVID. Yeah, I think firstly, you know, I don't want our landlords to be listening in here, but rentals were reasonable. So that's one reason to get into it. I think secondly, if you look at the state of the South African economy, unfortunately, it's not great. And our business is a little bit counter cyclical. You know, if you're going to need a laptop in January for your kid for school, you might not want to buy a brand new one. So in terms of where the economy is, I think the timing was also good. And then to your comment, if you want a product, you can come into the shop, you can see it, you take that unit.
So, and then there's the portion that I really like, which we spoke about earlier, which I think is based on the years and years of retail experience that you have. There's a couple of things that you're doing in Tech Market that's unique, like the grading of the products and those kind of things. You also have a trading type offering. Do you want to maybe touch on a couple of those for us?
Sure. I'll try and touch quickly on three sort of unique, let's call them fairly unique concepts that we have. The first one is that we grade every device. So all our devices firstly get diagnosed and tested. So it doesn't matter what the device looks like. It's gone through the same testing requirements. But we grade everything. Obviously, we have new products, but then we have an A+, which looks brand new. Some people would like to call it like a demo unit. But we have A+ devices all the way through to a C grade. So you might have an environment, you might be a mechanic and you need a laptop on your workbench to do your invoicing. You're not going to go and buy an A+ unit. You might say a C-grade unit is perfect, and we actually sell a lot of C-grade units. So that's the first thing, is we have a very stringent grading process. The second thing is, as you can imagine, when you're selling pre-owned laptops, you're selling laptops from multiple years. You know, we're not only selling the latest, we might be selling a laptop that's 5 years old. So we try and we have a usage model for our laptops. We try and keep it into 4 or 5 usage models. We have an everyday laptop, and then we give you a little description. What can you do with an everyday laptop? You can surf the net, you can do your QuickBooks, or you know, type documents. And then we have performance laptops, high performance. So every device, every laptop that we buy, we put it into a category for you. So if you come into the shop or you go online, you just need to click on 3 or 4 categories. You might get a laptop, a gaming laptop from 4 years ago. It's still really powerful and you could still run your business on it. So that's the second thing that we do. And then lastly, we have this trade-in calculator that we've built. So you can bring in your old device. You could bring in a phone. You could trade your phone in for a laptop. You could trade in your laptop for a phone. But we've got a calculator that we look at all the specs of your device. We look at the cosmetics, and then we give you a value. And this week, for example, we have a promotion where you can get a double discount. So you can bring in your old device. We've got 3 new laptops. So you get your value for your trade-in, and then we'll give you an additional discount on top of the new laptop. So you can get like a 10 grand laptop for potentially 4 grand.
And I really like that concept because I think you were referring to the circular economy earlier or whatever. But I mean, we when it comes to tech, we can be a little bit wasteful, if I want to, if we can call it that, where we just discard a unit and potentially there's somewhere else coming up in the world that can use that still to their benefit.
Absolutely.
It doesn't always have to be brand new.
100%. I mean, if you look at we sell a fortune of entry-level laptops, and a lot of the laptops that get traded in are 3-4 years old, and they as powerful, if not more powerful, than a Celeron laptop.
Okay. And then tell me quickly, David, just in terms of the range of what's available in the store?
So we have to combine the store with online.
Okay.
In terms of the range.
So I can only imagine, yeah.
Yeah. We've got everything. We've got, I think this week we've got a laptop for 2,500 rand. So we've got entry-level laptops for, you know, young kids, students, etc., all the way up to high-end gaming laptops, 2-in-1 laptops. We've got tablets, iPads, cell phones, across
monitors,
all kinds of. And then we've got we sell a lot of accessories in our store.
Okay.
Those are all new. So we want to give the complete package that you can come in, shop with confidence, and then complete your purchase with a bag, a keyboard, software, etc.
So you spoke about some of those new, those unique elements in terms of what you're offering. The other question that I have is, do you find that people are reluctant to buy a pre-owned type scenario? Is there a risk for me if I come in today and I buy a pre-owned laptop and tomorrow it breaks, is it then my problem? Is it sorry for you?
I think that, you know, the type of customers that we get are, it seems like, already like predisposed to the pre-owned environment.
Okay.
We did mention the store earlier in terms of giving credibility, so customers know that this is a real business. I think, you know, if you buy a brand new fridge today, things could go wrong. So I'm not sitting here saying nothing goes wrong.
But you have warranty options.
Absolutely. So we have a 6-month warranty, and on our high-end Samsung phones, we have a 1-year warranty. We stand by our warranty. As I mentioned, we pre-diagnose and assess everything. And in some instances, past the warranty, we've helped customers out. And that's our whole value proposition, is we are for the long run. We want people to feel comfortable that they can buy with confidence and get that old-fashioned service from like 30 years ago when I started working at Software Connection.
I think there's a lot of need or desire for that. So what are the popular trends in the market at the moment?
Look, we're not trendsetters, so I can't tell you that we have like popular trends, but what we do see that we are selling quite a lot of our gaming laptops.
Okay.
Ironically, not just for gamers. You know, there are a lot of engineers and architects and, you know, high-end users that are looking for, you know, good processing power. So we're selling a lot of gaming laptops and also the 2-in-1s. The 2-in-1 laptops that can flip
swivels
into a tablet,
okay.
Yes.
Right.
I'd say if you're looking to us for trends, that's what we're seeing a lot of.
Okay, David. So, and then we always sort of in the show by sort of making it real.
Right.
So we spoke about it earlier. I've seen some of the photos of your store. We definitely due to to come and have a visit.
Right.
But maybe let's do an invite. Where is the store located? And like you say, you're running some specials at the moment. Maybe people have some old tech lying around that they want to try and get an idea of what the value of that would be.
Sure. So our store is in the Rosebank Mall. It's upstairs. I'll just say it's next to or in between two Apple stores. So we've got a great location. In terms of the trade-ins, you know, early last night, we did a trade-in for just under 12,000 rand. Somebody brought a gaming laptop in for just under 12,000 rand.
And they were ready to discard it?
Yes. So
yes.
You can go online. We have an online process as well. This actually was an online customer. It filled all the forms out and then came into the shop. So look, everyone's not going to get 12,000 rand for their laptop,
but I'm just
giving you an idea.
It can be worth it.
Absolutely.
And what is the online, where do they go?
They just go to techmarket.co.za and there's a section that says sell or trade in.
Okay.
And then you complete your form, but you can come into the shop as well. We've got a full trade in and upgrade counter.
So I think from my perspective, you know, we talk about on the show regularly about Catalytic playing in that SME space. We're seeing a lot of customers wanting to sweat their assets. We had a customer in the week, I think, that still got some Windows 7 stuff that's really old and antiquated, but they're trying to turn over their pennies.
Right.
And for me, as a small business, I think this is a perfect avenue to just say it doesn't just have to be a exclusive cost item or whatever. You can get an upgrade and still get something in return for the mix. So for me, I'd like to say it really sounds like it's worthwhile a visit to Rosebank or online, as you said.
Thank you. And we welcome anyone to come visit us and hopefully have a great shopping experience and look out for us in store.
I like it, David. Good luck.
Thank you very much. And thanks again for having me.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to Unbundled Boost, brought to you by Catalytic, a series that aims to boost business in South Africa. You remember that you can listen to all of the episodes on the Cliff Central app or website. And for added convenience, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And if you want to know more about Catalytic, please visit catalytic.co.za. CliffCentral.com